This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What's the phone number, Ed?
I'm glad you asked, Tim. The phone number is 888-589-8840. We threw a bunch of eights in there, folks. 888-589-8840. That's the number to call if you want to get on this here show.
Get back to the phones.
Let's go right back to the phones. We're going to go to Tennessee. And James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, James, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
I want to answer the one about the sun closest to the earth.
Okay, here's the question. Who am I talking to? I'm sorry.
This is James.
James, here's
Tennessee.
Your question, brother. What is the month? Excuse me. In what month is the Earth closest to the sun?
I believe it's December.
It's January.
It's January.
January is. Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense.
What? Listen, I'm just asking the questions. You guys are like acting all indignant and stuff because my answer doesn't match what you're
predicting. I'm not acting indignant. I had no idea.
Okay. All right, in what month is the Earth closest to the sun? The answer is January.
Okay.
But that's kind of counterintuitive because, well, no, it's not.
January,
you would think, it all has to do with where you live. It's
cold. It's the tilt. Yeah, it's the tilt.
In North America, it's cold.
Right.
In January.
In South America, they're saying, hey, listen, this isn't all about you.
Yeah. That's right, Ed. That's a good point, you arrogant North American.
Hey, I heard a guy who just had his birthday, and he said, they said, what's going on with you? He said, well, I'm pretty exhausted. He said, I just made my 50th circle.
Revolution
around the nearest star to the Earth. And I thought, boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what those drugs will do to you. I mean, they'll make you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll make you hallucinate and think you're orbiting out there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey,
all right,
James,
I've never
what's your
done
question
that.
For
I'm
us?
Just telling you, yeah. I knew people who have.
Well, I didn't think I had a question, but I thought back when I was in college, and I do have one from college. And so I'd like to ask you guys, if you know, what's yellow and weighs 2 tons?
What's yellow and weighs 2 tons? All right, so we got a
school
little
bus.
Kind of a...
This sounds like
well,
a
hold
real...
on, don't say yes or no. I paused there, but I just threw that
that's
out
a good,
there.
That's a good answer.
I would think probably a.
Is that do you think
it's
two
probably
tons?
A school bus weighs more than a ton. I mean, it has to, right?
Well, I don't have anything else.
I think
else.
It's going to be like a riddle.
You think it's a riddle?
Yeah, I just don't know.
What's yellow and weighs 2 tons?
Uh-huh.
All
yeah,
right.
What is it, James?
We got a school bus for one answer, and then the rest of us have no idea, James.
Well, it's kind of like you have to go to college to learn this kind of stuff, but it is 2 1-ton canaries.
Yeah, you got your money's worth with that degree, James.
James, I like it.
So you come home from college and you tell your daddy what you learned.
That's it.
And you tell him that.
I just hope you're on scholarship.
You're going down to the VOTEC.
Get a job you can actually use.
Thanks, all right, James. Thank
have
you.
Have a good weekend.
I have heard the old joke. You know the old joke. We probably all heard it about the son who came home from college and the dad said, well, boy, what are you learning? You know, we're paying a lot of money if you go to that school. He said, well, Daddy, just last week I learned that pi r square. Made him quit school right there.
Right there.
Huh? Come home.
Well, your mama's been making pies for.
Right. Pie? Go in and talk
r
to.
Square.
So I'm sure the daddy went in and talked to the mama. And he said, son, come in here. Tell your mama what you're learning at college.
Just like
what
a
we're paying for.
Just like a goat's pupil.
All right, Pyre Square.
That's
All right, back to the. By the way, January 3rd. Maybe it's not the same day, but it's just around the 1st of January. is when the Earth reaches the is closest to the sun.
And that's its orbit. Let's talk about its orbit.
Yes, the orbit.
Not the position of the Earth or what season it
right,
is. So.
Right.
The sun's orbit. Not wobbling like a bad ceiling fan.
No, no.
Because that keeps you up at night.
Duly noted.
Right there. All right, we go back to Texas, and Lisa is on the line. Lisa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you. This is my first time calling.
Wow. Yes. Congratulations. Yeah, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I am a Beverly Hillbillies fanatic. In fact, I have to confess, I'm the one that wrote on your Facebook page the correction to the man that thought Petticoat Junction was a spinoff of Beverly Hillbillies, and it's not.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Careful.
No, that's good to have knowledge like that.
All right. Well, which one of the two Beverly Hillbillies questions do you want to try to answer?
I'll answer the one about what Granny's last name is.
All right, we're talking about the 1960s show, The Beverly Hillbillies. What was Granny's last name, Lisa?
Well, Irene Ryan, who played her real full name on the show, her character was Dr. Daisy Moses.
Moses is correct.
Whoa! Hey, Lisa.
Did I win a shirt?
Yes, you did. I'm going to hold it up for you right now. I'm showing you on our Facebook Live video stream.
I'm watching live.
Well, here's what you're going to be sending out today.
Right.
That includes shipping and handling.
That's great. We're going to handle the shirt, put it in
Ed.
I'm going to handle it right here.
Let JJ handle it.
It's handled.
Handle it now.
It's free.
And that's free.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, how's that make you feel?
Oh, you've made my day. You've made my whole weekend.
Oh, well, a whole weekend. That's kind of sad, Lisa.
Does she have a question?
Well, hey, now we're going to give you a chance to ask your question for us, but just remember, do not hang up. We'll put you on hold
when
we're finished, and then Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will get the T-shirt on the way to Texas right after the show. All right, what's your question for us?
Okay, it's also related to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
Who played the same character on The Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, and Green Acres at the same time? You can give me his actor's real name or his character's name. It is a he.
If
that could help.
Somebody went from show to show and stayed the same character. That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't on every show. I mean, he wasn't on every episode, put it that way. But
he made an appearance on
character.
Each one as his, as his character.
That's, all right. Well, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no yet.
Okay.
I'm going to say Boss Hogg. I'm just going to throw that out there. Just
Boss Hogg.
Yeah, because especially having those good taste in attire.
Yeah.
You know, you want to show up in a
as many
white
shows
tuxedo.
As you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boss Hogg, I think you got your...
I got my metaphors mixed up.
Deep South comedy shows mixed up there.
No, what do you guys think?
Well, I'm just thinking, what's that guy who was kind of the handyman, Ebb? Or was it Ebb or something? What was that guy?
That was Green Acres, dude.
Yeah, but
he's
on
all
Green,
these shows.
Green Acres, he showed up on
Petticoat Junction
and on Beverly Hillbillies.
Ebb wasn't on Beverly Hillbillies.
It might have just been one
that
of those.
That I ever saw.
See, it might have been one of those days you were sick.
Could have been.
And what's
the guy who
was
the dad or the something on the Petticoat Junction? I remember seeing him on.
I think you may be on something right there.
Yeah. You know the guy with the.
Yeah, he had three chins.
Overalls.
Yeah. Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe. How about we go with Uncle Joe?
No, let's just. Once somebody say, you take Uncle Joe and you take the handyman.
All right, I'll take Ed. All right, that's what we got, Lisa. Do any of us even close?
Well, James Taylor song.
Okay. Well, you know, technically there was an episode of Beverly Hillbillies where Uncle Joe and Ebb were on, but that wasn't the one who was, so you guys really got it, but the one who made appearances regularly was Sam Drucker. Frank Cady played Sam Drucker, the one that owned the store. Yes.
Yeah, Drucker.
But technically you were right with both of those answers. So I guess all three of them, Sam was the most, concurrent one, but there was one episode that Uncle Joe and Ebb were in also. Yeah. So
we got it right.
Got it.
So everyone gets a trophy today?
No, we keep our T-shirt.
Yes. Oh.
No,
hey, Lisa, you are
a trade-off there.
Lisa, you are a Beverly Hillbillies aficionado. I'm very impressed.
Hey,
did you know the Beverly Hillbillies ran from 62 to 71? That's a long.
It ran all the way to the 70s.
9 years.
Yes.
Wow.
It had kept on.
I know it's had its share of corny humor, but it is a funny show.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna make a statement. So something funny. I heard years ago. Somebody said, "Do you remember when the best humor used to be the good, clean kind? It still is."
Yeah.
And things like Lucy and some of those just show you that you don't have to talk dirty or have violence or have all this other in TV shows. Hollywood, they don't get it.
Right.
But the general public does, because you watch those reruns and they're still funny today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Albeit corny.
Absolutely.
So, at times. But you can't get any more stupid than some of the stuff that's on now, too. So, all right, Lisa, we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
You too, Lisa.
All right. She's on hold. There we go. All right. Shall we continue?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We go to New Mexico. You know, it's been a while since I remember us having someone from New Mexico. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm finally glad I got on.
Well, we're glad you are on with us. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I wanted to talk about the swamp, but that was already answered.
Okay.
But I'd like to ask and answer and ask.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
You want to talk about the swamp?
But I'll tell you something about that in a minute.
Okay.
The one on the rocket.
Okay, all right, here's the question. What was the name of the powerful Saturn rocket that sent America's first manned mission to the moon?
Oh, I thought you were asking. Saturn V is what it was.
Well, the name of the name of the rocket.
I don't know the name. So
okay, all right.
On the Okanoke Swamp, just a bit of information to hopefully educate some people. I know a lot of people in Dallas, the Waycross, Homerville, Fargo. All those places down there are just hollering and yelling right now.
Right.
Because the National Wildlife Refuge is in two states.
Oh,
Georgia, but the southern tip is in Florida.
Really?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. But my question to you is, what does Okefenokee mean?
Okefenokee is Indian for don't let the panthers, bears, or the alligators eat you while you're...
it's a paragraph.
Yeah, it's a paragraph. That's
while you're
such
camping,
a long word.
While you're camping. Actually, that's incorrect, JJ. It is actually African for humming giraffe. Maybe I went to the well once too often on the humming giraffe joke.
John, tell us, what's that word mean?
I will tell you, though, that nobody has ever drowned in the Okefenokee Swamp. Not a single person ever.
Okay.
When they fall in, the gators get them.
Before they can. Yeah.
But the name Okefenokee means land of the trembling earth.
Trembling earth?
Trembling earth.
Oh, wow.
Land of the trembling earth.
Interesting.
I lived there for 34 years of my life, and so I'm well acquainted with that before I moved out here to some dry country. But
John,
The earth trembles, not the earth itself, but all of the growth and so forth. And you learn early on to always step on the roof if you step out of your boat.
Oh,
because
I see.
If not, you are going down.
Okay.
Because it's just grass and other stuff. So anyway, you learn pretty quick. Our dad taught us that when we were just little kids. You always step on the roof when you get out of the boat.
Hey, John, when you heard about the fellow that when he was young, he and his friends spent the night there, did you just cringe?
I thought, well, no, we used to go down there and camp and fish and all that, and the Boy Scouts, that's where we had our running time, was in the edge of the swamp and the Suwannee River and all that.
Really?
Stuff,
so. You had somebody that stayed awake, kind of a night watchman, though, in the sentry?
Gator!
Well, usually you hear them growl before they get you.
So are you sleep inside of a ring of fire? Hey, yeah. Thanks, John. Yeah, have a good weekend.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I remember, speaking of camping and stories like that, I remember I was about 10, went on a camping trip to the North Georgia mountains with about five or six other guys about my age, and we had a couple of counselors who were about 18 and 19 at the time, and we sat around the fire about 10 o'clock right before bedtime, you know,
yeah. I know
as you go in the
going.
Tent, and one of them started to tell Bigfoot stories. And when you're 10 years old and a 19-year-old boy says he's going to yank you around and not tell you, he's joking.
Right.
Dead serious
right.
expression.
Dead serious
all that.
Telling about telling Bigfoot, you know, and saying stuff like, well, you know, it's been rumored,
yeah,
you know, that there's a Bigfoot or Sasquatch or yeah. you know, in these woods. But so.
Talk about trembling earth.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean.
Right next to your tent.
Yeah, I know. And you go, then you go, you're 10 years old. You're wide open.
All night away.
Listening
blink,
for Bigfoot.
Blink. Yeah.
You know. So,
and every
anyway.
Time you hear something.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, it could be a raccoon, but right. you think it's Sasquatch.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, all right, back to the phones.
Back to the phones. We go back to Mississippi and Malton, I think the name is. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello?
Yes. Malton, you there?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Beverly Hillbillies dog.
All right. On the Beverly Hillbillies, what was the name of the family's dog?
Duke.
Duke is correct.
Nicely done. Well,
Duke was a Basset Hound, wasn't he?
He was a Basset Hound. And we got some Beverly Hillbillies fans listening
in.
Yeah.
Purebred. I don't think he was a cross of anything.
Little known fact, Duke also appeared on The Price is Right. And he went on to Matlock.
Yeah, went on and, to close his career out on Hee Haw.
And Hee Haw. So he actually was on quite a few shows.
Yeah, he had a great career.
Won a couple of Academy awards there.
All right, Malton, what's your question for us?
Yeah, sometime last year, y'all had a sponsor by Hush Puppy Shoes. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, how did they come about the name Hush Puppy?
Oh, how did the Hush Puppy Shoes?
Name there, the slogan there, I guess you call it.
Is that a question for us?
That's a question mm-hmm. for us.
Oh, okay. How did the Hush Puppy Shoe Company
get its somebody name? That loved catfish.
Yeah.
And
in fact, making me think about that too now.
I don't know. No clue.
Malton, I think you got us. We don't have even a good guess on this.
Learn is something.
What's the answer?
I think it was back in the 1800s, the houses were had the slats, you know, the floor wasn't closed in. It
uh-huh.
had the slats, for air. And it was up on blocks. And when the family was getting ready for supper, the wife was rolling out the dough and everything, and the dog would be down on the ground under the floor and start barking and everything, and she'd have to roll these little patties out and throw down between the cracks and let the dog eat them so they'd hush up, keep the dog quiet. That's heard that in a class I took in college here. It was a little trivia there about how it got started.
Well, that's interesting. Thanks, Malton.
Appreciate that. Have a great weekend.
Hey, by the way, I stand corrected. Duke was not a Basset.
Just a regular bloodhound?
Bloodhound.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the difference?
Well, Basset's smaller, but bloodhounds
That's right.
Get
Basset
big.
Is smaller. Yeah. Bloodhound's a big, tall dog.
Yeah, they're pretty good
I can
size.
Answer. I'll take that one.
Okay.
The bloodhound, when he's barking, if you listen closely, you hear him barking, fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Yeah.
And if you listen real close to the bark, that's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
That's what
Sometimes
you're hearing?
They'll hum at night, and that kind of gets distracting.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have learned my lesson from the last one.
Second. Get us off track.
But those bloodhounds can find us if we're off track.
They can. They can snip us out, even in the jungle.
Even in the Ophi Kanofi swamp.
Yeah, where the lion sleeps.
We got time for more calls?
I think we got time for at least one more.
All right.
Maybe two.
Alabama, Tiffany, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both, Tiffany?
I'm going to ask you one because he just answered the question I was going to answer.
Okay. What's your question?
Name the secretaries of President Lincoln and President Kennedy.
Okay. Well, no, these are kind of like they're reversed.
Reversed.
You go ahead.
So Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy, and Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Yeah, there's a long list of those comparisons mm-hmm. that's kind of Twilight Zone-ish.
First time I learned that, I was listening to the giant print Bible on cassette. In reverse, it's amazing the little nuggets that you'll pick up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get a lot out of that.
Hey, thanks, Tiffany. Have a great weekend.
You too. I want to tell you that in these times of frantic and chaotic days, the AFR, for a few moments of good, clean communication.
Thank you. Continue to pray for us, and thank you for listening, Tiffany.
Laughter's good medicine.
We got time for one more.
All right, we can get one more in. We go to Texas, and Winston is on the line. Winston, we are up against the clock, but welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I was going to ask about the dog, but somebody already answered it, so I guess I'll just ask.
Okay, go ahead.
It's more of a riddle. One night, a king and a queen went fishing. They each caught one fish. Came home with three. How is that possible?
One K-N-I-G-H-T. One night. And then a king and a queen. Yeah. So all three caught one fish.
Yep, you got that faster than anybody else I told it to.
Well, you know, Winston, here's the thing. Full disclosure. Somebody asked us that like 2 weeks ago or something. That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only reason why I would have gotten that. And JJ answers. Somebody just asked us that a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, Winston.
Well, I wish my dad had told me that's where he heard it.
Hey, Winston, before you go, what do you call a nosy pepper? What do you call a nosy pepper?
Nosy pepper.
Yeah, it's one that's jalapeno business. It's a jalapeno because they're always jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business.
Yeah, that's pretty weak, but we are about
you
out
saved,
of time.
You saved it.
A lot of people don't know, Winston, that jalapeno peppers sometimes will hum at night.
All right,
Winston, have a good weekend, brother.
Trivia Friday, we're you'll never hear us beat a dead horse.
Unless they're humming at night. All right, so I guess we just give the answers to our questions?
I think that would be that'd be merciful.
cut our losses. All right, the only one I've got left is the name of the powerful Saturn rocket that sent America's first manned mission to the moon was Apollo 11. Apollo 11.
I threw a couple new ones at the 11:30 hour. Redbone, Black, and Tan, and Walker are all types of what?
Redbone. What now?
Are those
Redbone, Black and Tan, and Walker?
Those some kind of dogs, aren't they?
Coon dogs.
Right.
Yeah, and then here's the other one. Multiple choice. During the mid 1800s, what was the most common cargo carried aboard Mississippi River steamboats? And it wasn't fan mail for Mark Twain. Here are your.
I'm gonna say coal.
Coal, lumber, or cotton? What say you?
I'll say cotton, just to be different.
Cotton.
Cotton was?
Yep.
Just because it was
the main cargo.
Is that all?
Mid-1800s.
My two questions left. Approximately 2% of all people have what eye color? You guys?
Hazel.
Gray.
Green.
Green? What? 2%?
Yes. Only
what?
2%.
Wow.
Only 2% of people have green eyes.
That is rare.
Wow.
And my last question, what country sold Florida to the U.S. in the year 1819?
Spain.
Spain sold Florida to the U.S. for $5 million.
$5 million.
And that, as I said, that didn't include Disney World.
but I tell you what, the realtor at 6%, not too shabby. He was plenty satisfied with that.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care.